President Trump now set to sign a bill to force the release of Justice Department files related to Jeffrey Epstein, starting the clock for the DOJ with 30 days to comply.
We will continue to follow the law with maximum transparency while protecting victims.
But how much material, if any, could become public? While the bill compels the department to share records like flight logs, sealed settlements, and more, it contains caveats, letting the DOJ redact files for victims' privacy and withhold certain information that would jeopardize an active federal investigation, like the one opened days ago after the president directed the attorney general to look into Democrats' connections to the late sex offender.
What makes you confident that you may actually see the public release of these Epstein files?
Because I don't think the American people will settle for anything less.
The DOJ said back in July it did not uncover evidence to warrant charging anyone else. Attorney General Pam Bondi was asked today what changed.
There's information that new information, additional information.
That could include material from the Epstein estate. The now public documents also show Democratic delegate Stacey Plaskett, who represents the U.S. Virgin Islands, where Epstein had a home, had texted with him during a 2019 hearing as she questioned President Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen. Epstein writing, Cohen brought up Rona, keeper of the secrets. Plaskett later responding, quick, I'm up next. Is that an acronym? And then
Miss Rona, what is Miss Rona's
position? Rona Graff is the Mr. Trump's executive assistant.
And would she be able to corroborate many of the statements that you've made here?
Epstein texting her, good work. Plaskett now defending herself and calling Epstein's actions reprehensible.
I believe that Jeffrey Epstein had information and I was going to get information to get at the truth. Having a friendship with him is not something that I would deem to have.